Turtle kills 3, poisons 94. You heard me. Don't pretend you didn't hear that. This out of Phnom Penh. A dodgy Cambodian turtle has killed 3 people and poisoned more than 90 others in a remote coastal village in the impoverished Southeast Asian nation of Cambodia. Wow. Did they say killer turtle? Never thought about a turtle in that way. But I can, I will, if I have to. Sure I will. Killer turtle? Why not, huh? Why not? You first see but the head. Just the tiny head breaking the surface of the water. Seems harmless enough. Almost cute. Well, so did Hitler as a boy. But as this thing moves, its sinister intentions become quite clear. Its wicked plan. Its wicked plan for world domination becomes obvious. It's a turtle after all. Its nature, evil. Just ask yourself, when was the last time you really could trust one of these bastards? No, don't ask yourself. Ask Enge Tormu. He was victim number 1, cornered in a Cambodian market where he had gone to purchase mangoes. Ah, but there would be no mangoes purchased today. not for Enge Tormu. Not with a terrorist turtle lurking, skulking, prowling, lying in wait, melting into the shadows. Turtle, people. Turtle. The name strikes fear into the hearts of every man, and it struck poison into the heart of Enge Tormu. His pale, sickly face found frozen in an agonizing grimace, his cold body twisted in a tangle of limbs, limbs that showed signs of writhing in the moments prior to death. Do you not fear the turtle, people? Do you not know what you face in this creature? What our planet faces? Turtle. Say it in the knowledge that it's always nearby, aware of your very thoughts, aware of your weaknesses, aware of when you slumber. Turtle, oh, you want to sleep. We all want to sleep. But can we? Can we?
Mishki, stop. Just stop it. Tommy, I'm going to ask you to stop whatever it is you're doing. I don't know what you call this name carrying on, but it fails to qualify as well-crafted talk show material. I'm tired of these senseless tangents and the utter waste of time. We're going to end this right now, my friend. It's over.
No!
I'm going to ask that you take some time off. Maybe spend a few weeks at the cabin, perhaps with your friend. I'm also going to ask that we get a fill-in. Someone who could potentially take over altogether, should your convalescence really fail to achieve its intended goals.
Let's kick his ass, Bob.
I want you to say goodbye to listeners now, Tommy, and come with me.
Now you're talking, Mishki.